Early voting has begun in New Zealand for the nation's October 14 general election, with Conservative contender Christopher Luxon casting his ballot. Early voting also began in some parts of Australia in a referendum that would enshrine in Australia's constitution a mechanism for Indigenous people to advise Parliament on policies that affect their lives. In New Zealand, the campaign of Prime Minister Chris Hipkins faced a setback on Sunday when he tested positive for COVID-19. He said he would isolate for 5 days or until he returned a negative test, but planned to continue with some engagements over Zoom. Hipkins and his Liberal Labour Party have been lagging behind the opposition National Party, led by Christopher Luxon, in opinion polls. Luxon on Sunday released a 100-day action plan he said would deliver tax relief, rebuild the economy and restore law and order. In Australia, where voting is compulsory, some 98% of eligible Australians have signed up to vote in the referendum on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Early voting began in 4 states or territories Monday, and the remaining 4 will vote on Tuesday after observing a public holiday Monday.